The Whaley House is one of the most haunted houses in America. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of the house, but tell us about the case.
It was the very first ghost I really ever saw. When I was about 8 years old, my family had gone down there. My mom collects antique dolls, and she had heard that there was a doll that belonged to Mary Todd Lincoln, who was a relative. Well, we're related to Abraham Lincoln, but she wanted to see it.
Huh.
And when we got to the house, it was already closed for the day, but we were looking in the windows. And my dad and my sister and brother were standing on the sidewalk down below, and I ran up on the steps to go and be with my mom. And when I did that, this light that hangs above the door started to swing back and forth. And it was a hot day, and there was no wind, you know, at that time. And my sister said, "Ooh, that's cool. Do it again." So I ran down the stairs, and it swung again, and then it stopped. When I ran back up, it did it again. And I must have done this 3 or 4 times, and all of a sudden, the front door slowly opened, and it was creaking. And this old lady wearing, old, you know, some old-fashioned lacy outfit pops her head out the door, and she looks at me, and she says, "Why, you must be psychic, because that only happens when psychic people come to our house." And I was just a kid, you know, I didn't know what that meant. And we kind of laughed, and my mom was asking about the doll. Well, she let us come into the house to see this antique doll. She let us go into the living room and check it out. And I knew that there were people watching me. And I looked through the living room, and the way it's set up, there's a parlor in the front with Victorian furniture, or it was then, it's different now. And then there was this arch, and then on the other side of the room was like Mr. Whaley's office. And it was all set up, but there was a piano and a desk and his hat and, you know, rocking chairs and things.
Right.
The rocking chair started to rock back and forth. Now, it wasn't like the house of the little boy and the string. It was very slowly rocking back and very slowly forward. And I know that June Redding, who was the curator at the time, she knew of my curiosity. I was scared, but I was intrigued. And I looked over there, and I said, Mom, look. And she says, "Don't interrupt me." You know, it was funny. She was talking to this lady about this antique China doll, but the rocking chair was moving, and as soon as they looked, it stopped. And I saw what looked like a smoky figure of a very tall man in that room pass through the archway and go out into the hallway. Now, Thomas Whaley was a very wealthy man. He lived in the 1800s. And before Newtown, San Diego, was there, Old Town was the seat of San Diego. And the courthouse had burned, and he offered to let them use his store, which was part of their house, as a courtroom until they could raise the money to build another one. So he had everything cleared out of his store. He had a judge's bench built and a jury box put together. And today that's all on display. And then as the town progressed, when they built Newtown, they never paid him the money they owed him for leasing that space. And so he withheld the documents. And one night when he was out of town, the city fathers got together and they broke into the Whaley House and they stole back the documents. And we think that the reason that Thomas Whaley haunts the house is because he never was paid the money he was owed. And it was several thousand dollars. And then during the years, the house was used as a theater and it was used as many other entities. But Mrs. Whaley haunts that house, and so does the daughter who committed suicide there. Well, I did a seance there back in 2005 for a documentary that's never aired. And again, we had about 14 people sitting around this very low court table. I mean, it was like 3 feet off the floor, and I'm 6'3", so I mean, I had to sit with my legs apart, you know, to sit around it. We had candles on the table. We had tape recorders. We had other little things that related to the Whaleys. Sometimes when you have objects that belong to someone, it brings them through. Like in psychometry, the spirits are very attracted to metal. And so we had a ring and we had some other things that belonged to Mrs. Whaley. Well, I'm telling you that, again, the table lifted off the floor. They caught it on camera. We had wrapping on the walls. We had the chandelier was swaying back and forth. I had mentioned to the people not to ask the spirits how they died, or to mention anything about the suicide, because I felt that the woman would be upset, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And some stupid woman sitting at the table starts talking, and she says, "Violet, was your death an accident or suicide, or did your father kill you?" And, I mean, the table was levitating up and down. I kept telling people, "Watch your feet," because, you know, the legs would slam down. And, I mean, it was really an absolutely amazing, almost a frightening experience. Probably one of the most active seances I've ever been a part of, and they caught it all on camera. And you can see people, one woman was pinched, and she jumps up and squeals. And, I mean, it was really, really exciting. And then we took a break so people could go to the bathroom and stuff. And a young man came over and sat in the chair I was sitting in, and he wrote something. There's something on the internet about the experience, and he was freaked out, but he was also intrigued, and he said that there, he sat at the table, he tried to put his knees underneath to see if I was lifting the table with my knees, but there's no way I could have been doing that because the table was so low and I was so tall. So, but it's cool, you know, it's a neat thing that that happened. Well, every time I go down there, when I'm in Old Town, which is a delightful community, I always see the Whaleys standing on the balcony of the house. He tips his hat to me, and it's, I always get these chills as if they're welcoming me back, like I'm their friend. And I got to know June Redding, who was the curator. She saved the house from being torn down several times and raised the money to make it the museum it is today. And when I was 16 and I got my driver's permit, I borrowed my dad's car. And, you know, most kids go to the beach. I didn't do that. I drove to the Whaley house. You know?
Yeah, you go to haunted houses.
And I spent time with her, and we cleaned the house. And so I really knew the inside and the outside of that house. And they had these glass partitions in the doorways. And the reason they put those up was because she had the kitchen decorated with every kitchen tool known to mankind from the 1800s, and the meat cleavers used to start swinging on their hooks.
Oh.
And she was so afraid that they would fly off and hit somebody, you know, that she had these partitions put in.